This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Let's go. Here we go, boys.
I'm not going to play.
You know what? I'm going to go PJ Tucker. And I'm going to go Deshaun Watson. I'm not playing. I don't want to be here anymore. Until you trade me, David Cow.
And James.
And James. Any other biznotches we got in the city? I mean, can we get rid of all the biznotches? No, I'm serious.
You just turn on Deshaun like that?
No. And I just signed a five-year deal, but I'm not going to play anymore because I don't like you anymore. Because you didn't get who I want. No. Yeah, no, I'm turnt.
I think there's a...
you're That's not turnt. What that means.
Yeah, it is.
John's
turnt. I'm turnt.
John does get turned
yeah,
up on the show,
how he just used it is not the correct way.
Yeah.
But John does get turned up, though.
Yeah,
he turnt me.
He didn't turnt you.
Yeah. Yes.
Deshaun turnt me.
He turnt me. I'm turnt, all right. You're damn right I am.
Well...
PJ Tucker, I know I'm only making $8 million a year scoring 3 points a game, but I'm not going to play for you anymore.
So what John's reference is PJ Tucker yesterday basically said, yeah, I'm not really feeling this anymore. I think I'm done playing.
And he's frustrated.
And Steven Silas said, that's cool.
Best
that you
PJ's
go home.
PJ's frustrated with his $8 million deal?
Oh, well, he's
He goes 1-for-7 from the field, no, but he's frustrated?
He's not frustrated with the $8 million deal. He's frustrated that the Rockets wouldn't guarantee him 12 million over the next.
Yeah, but he'll be a free agent after this year.
224.
Yeah, 12 million for the next 2 years.
I'm frustrated. Okay, well, I'm frustrated. I didn't get 2 years, $24 million too. So wait, I'm dead.
But wait a minute. Why didn't he just finish up and then you go to another team?
Because he ain't getting 2 years, 24 for another team.
So what?
Well,
finish up this contract. And
no,
then you're
no,
a free
no, no,
agent.
No, no, no. He wanted you to extend him and then trade him because that's the max he's going to get.
No.
So he wanted his max.
He wanted,
and he's mad. Didn't get it.
Yeah, something like the under 38 rule. He could only max out with the Rockets at $24 million over 2 years, so $12 million annually. And the Rockets, we'll give you 2-for-17 with only $10 million guaranteed. He's like, trade me. I don't like that.
But wait, why?
Yeah, that's not good enough. Because I'm screwed. You know, I'm PJ Tucker. I scored 3 points a game.
I'll see.
I almost get up rebound a game.
He's
F out of here. F out of here, all of you. Get out.
Well,
James, get out. Get out. Get out.
James is already out.
That's right. James got out because he put on a fat suit.
Now,
you know what these guys need to do? Deshaun, put on your fat suit, and we'll get you out of here.
No, it may not take that. He actually may be on the way out.
I know he might be.
We'll tell you in a second, but David Culley may have just accidentally released the blueprint.
He released the hounds.
He may have released the blueprint in a previous podcast called Hustle and Flow. It's called...
It's called Huddle and
Huddle
Flow.
Huddle and Flow, yeah, with Steve Weich and Jim Trotter. And so we'll get to that in a second because there's a belief that maybe the Texans' game plan all along is that they are going to move them and that maybe your new head coach, David Culley, got too chummy with the host of the podcast and just gave it up. And then so they had to have another press conference yesterday so he could basically take it all back. But he didn't really even do that. So we'll have some sound from your new head coach, David Culley. If you wanted to get a puppet, you might have wanted to get a puppet that knows how to play the game a little better because I'm not sure David Culley's that guy.
What experience does David Culley have? None.
He doesn't. That's the whole thing. Like, but here's the other thing. To stay with the basketball for a second. In most years, I might have gotten upset about that, but I just want the Rockets to lose anyway. Last night, amazing. 20-point loss on the road. Against the Kings.
Got it done.
Really, it was, you know, things could have changed in the fourth quarter, but the Rockets really put in the work to get it done and lose by 20. So the streak continues. Thankfully, there was no Christian Wood yesterday. Now there is no more P.J. Tucker ever again. He's a good member of the Rockets. There's no value in him. They should have. I can't believe they didn't ship him for a first. And the Rockets say, we want a young rotational player. Well, you're not getting a young rotational player for P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, playing it.
So what are you talking about? You're going to have to take your pick and just get rid of him. That's what you're going to have to do. If you were happy, if you were looking forward to seeing more of Sterling Brown, you're in luck. If you're hoping Victor Oladipo would lead the team in three-point attempts with eight and make one, you're in luck.
No, the greatest lie the devil ever told is that 1 year Victor Oladipo was really good.
Yeah.
He's been living off that since.
What was he, 2 for 12 in the first, 7 for 21 overall?
Yeah.
He led the team in scoring.
Victor Oladipo.
Way to go, Victor. Victor led the team in scoring.
Victor Oladipo is one of the great lies in the NBA.
Beat it.
The idea.
I wish Hinks sit out and not play.
No, you want him to play. Victor on that wall.
Yeah,
yes, you do.
No, you're right.
Because he handles the ball a lot. He doesn't shoot well. No.
No, I
Victor
know.
Victor Oladipo.
But
the extension.
Well,
thing
yeah,
is
you
so,
know what? Actually, Kenyon Martin Jr. looked pretty good.
Uh huh. Yeah. Kevin Porter. They both had 13.
Tim Porter at 10 assists.
Yeah, so I don't think it's – I think it's best to keep Oladipo in there.
Anthony Lamb was 1 for 4. Get him in there, too.
The idea that you extend Oladipo seems counterintuitive. Like, no, but then you realize, yeah, probably. I mean, I can see why the Rockets would want to extend that guy by any means necessary. But that means their plan is a 3-year run of bad basketball, which is painful, but maybe that's what it will take. Because Victor Oladipo is just not a real good player relative to the money that he wants. But now P.J. Tucker's gone, and Steven Silas is like, cool. Let's just move forward. That's cool. We're good. You just stay home. Steven's done dealing with it. He had to deal with James already. He has to deal with P.J. Tucker. He had to deal with a little bit of Boogie Cousins. You're already going to have three guys who are on your team to start the season who are already gone. The next guy off the team, will there be one? No, I think John Wall doesn't have any leverage. And I think he just wants to make his money and be left alone. Eric Gordon has got to know nobody will probably take him. And maybe. And then there's nobody else who, there's no one left who would say, I don't want to play here. The Texans don't even have anyone like that. I don't want to play here. What? Well, says Whitney Merciless. Well, then retire. Retire so we don't take a cap hit. No one's going to trade for you. There's nobody left on the Rockets other than Eric Gordon, maybe. There's no one left who can say, I don't want to play here. I want to go to a winning team because winning teams don't want any of the guys on the Rockets or Texans.
And if Eric Gordon did say something like that, people would say, didn't you just hurt your groin? So
yeah.
Why would we trade for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
No. We don't. He ain't going to.
Listen, it's irrelevant. Listen. There's no talent on either of these teams. One team, bad, but one team I'm happy about.
Honestly, the two worst rosters in their respective league. The worst rosters in their respective leagues.
You might be right.
Yeah.
There's really nothing. What do you point to on the defensive side of the ball that's good?
For the Rockets?
No, for the Texans.
You got better defensively when you got rid of James and Russell.
No, but Zach Cunningham, you say, is good?
Yeah. I mean, he led the league in tackles. So
sweet.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how many of those were
7-8 yards down the field?
Exactly.
But that's all right. I mean, he led the league.
How many teams do you think would take him for his contract amount?
No, probably not many.
Yeah, it's a real big difference when he has no impact on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I think they do have
the worst roster. Both.
And if you take
Will Fuller gone, you take DeShaun off the team. You've got JJ's gone.
Your best player on offense is Laremy
Tunsil.
Who's
your best player on defense right now?
Zach Cunningham. It's really not close. It's Zach Cunningham.
No one's
close.
Justin Reed.
No, Justin Reed's not close.
Bradley Roby.
Roby's the only guy close.
Yeah.
And there's been talk that they could get rid of him, but I don't think they're going to.
No, why not?
They got a field of team.
Why not? Because when you're bringing in a Malcolm Butler, then you don't need a Bradley Roby.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Jack Easterby, that's what he's. Oh, we got sound about Jack. We got sound about DeShaun. Well, it's actually
It's dueling Deshaun soundbites, actually, if you want to know
the
truth.
But the same guy.
Same guy.
Different question.
Changing tune. I guess they got to him. They got to Bo Cully and told him, dude. By the way, on the show before ours, Bart Scott was telling the truth. He's like, he's a placeholder. Keyshawn, he's just, that's all. David Cully, it doesn't matter what David Cully says. He's just here. And Keyshawn was like, no, he's the head coach. Come on, man. We don't get many jobs. And all of a sudden we got a job. And you're saying he's just a placeholder for Josh McCown? Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much, Keyshawn. Sorry.
Well, that's the truth. And frankly, like,
I mean, he don't want to hear it, though.
But good candidates. Can you imagine can you imagine the pressure Deshaun would be under if this team? There's a reason Deshaun reached out and told Eric Bieniemy, I'm not coming back no matter what. Because if Eric Bieniemy had taken this job, Deshaun knows that's a lot of pressure on him. Because Eric Bieniemy is who everyone wants to get a job. And if he had gotten the job and the quarterback skipped out, ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been some heat on Deshaun Watson to stick it out and try to help Bieniemy. Because this is a thankless job. Like, this is the same way Bo Porter took over a thankless job. This is a thankless job.
Bieniemy ain't a Jack Easterby kind of guy.
And I'm not even sure David Cully is really, like, I'm not really sure David Cully is built for this anyway,
mm-hmm.
based on the way he's dealing. Now, coaching's different than dealing with media and personality and stuff like that. Those are two different things. But regardless, I don't blame him for taking a job, getting the best money of his career. I'll take this job.
Hell yes.
Y'all want to pay me?
No.
I'll take this job.
This is your 401k.
It really is.
It is. Hey, David, here's for a lifetime in the league. Here's your 401k. You got we're going to guarantee 3 years. You'll probably be here just two, but then we'll pay you. And this is your retirement plan. That's a nice retirement plan,
do
too.
Do you think the Fritz Pollard group would be happy if there was a new rule that fired coaches from relegated football teams, although they're not technically relegated, mm-hmm. but the Texans are in relegation. They're in the bottom three. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're in the bottom three, your new head coach must be a minority.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, and God forbid.
You're a relegated coach.
I was thinking this last night. What if the Texans are good? What if he does turn
I've had that around? Dream before, too. And it's a weird one. And then I wake up, but I'm like, wow, the Texans are great. And then I remember, oh, my gosh, I've had this class.
And then you're naked with Olivia Munn.
And then I've had this class, although my number one dream is always I've had a class the whole year, and it's finals. You know, I put that out on Twitter. I got, like, about 500 responses, and that is the one that everybody has. It's kind of crazy that everyone has that same dream.
That you're naked
so many people. No. My number one dream that I have had my whole life is I'm back in school and, oh, crap, I've had this class the whole time and I haven't even gone to it all semester. Like, I heard that from probably 300 people said, I thought I was the only one who had that dream. Everyone couldn't believe that everyone had.
Mine is.
They all had the same one.
Mine is I can't find a bathroom. And I think it's because I have to go.
Yeah,
you know, and I can't find a bathroom, and I'm looking and I'm looking.
I heard every variation. There's one about forgetting the locker combination.
Okay.
You're at school, but you can't remember where your locker is or your locker combination. Shattered teeth, where your teeth start coming out of your mouth. That's a fairly common one.
That's a meth dream.
You're moving around in a room, and you can't. There's a bunch of rooms in a house, and you can't find the room that you want. That actually popped up more than I. The weirdest one. One guy said. He always dreams he's getting chased by snakes and Komodo dragons.
No, I don't want that. That's a terrible dream. 713 ESPN 97.5. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from David Cully. Well, we'll hear a couple different takes from David Cully on Deshaun Watson. Don't go anywhere. Right now, though, it's Texas Star Grill Shop.
Texas Star Grill Shop has the big spring sale going on right now. What the spring sale does for you, it gives you a chance to really hit reset on your barbecuing. It really does. I mean... The barbecuing is at its best when you have a durable, reliable, high-performance grill that gives you consistent cook temperatures all over the grill. And that's all they do. Whether you're talking about the Pits and Spits with their brand-new Maverick pellet grills or the D2 difference of the Traeger Timberline 1300, they've got a sale on that one. The Napoleon gas grills, Saber has the infrared grills. And then don't forget, Big Green Egg is huge for Easter cooking as well. So no matter what type of grill that you want, and whether you know what you want or you just need some help, they've got pitmasters there who can help you make the right choice for how it is that you like to barbecue. Everything that they have can be assembled and delivered to you absolutely free. And the great thing is, while you're sitting there doing your shopping, have an ice cold St. Arnold. Isn't that something that is a nice little treat for you? Make sure that you are a barbecue master with all the barbecue grills and accessories and amenities that you could possibly want at TexasStarGrillShop.com, 4 locations in Houston.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 718 ESPN 97.5. All right, so in case you missed it yesterday, David Culley had his press conference. But before that, he was on Huddle and Flow. He was on Huddle and Flow with your guy. Are you going to get him on?
Well, he's West Coast, so I mean, we'll find out. It's 5:15 right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, but at some point,
I'll get Steve Weish. Yeah, I'll get Steve.
Get Steve Weish on. You guys are our buddies, NFL Network buddies.
I'm highly respected at that company.
You and Kay Unlike Adams this company. And Steve Weish.
So not really
at that company. Do you have the discussions during breaks that you're having?
No, we're at respectful. We don't have people like you guys.
Wait.
Yeah, we're respectful.
Do company. I search things on your laptop, or do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. All I know is that
I don't search things other than Lily Simmons because I'm like, what a great actress. This is what I say to myself when I'm watching Banshee, and I'm like, huh.
Well, that's good acting right there.
It almost looks like that's real what's happening, but it's acting. Yeah, it's not even real.
But she's really, really good at that acting thing.
Homelander, I had no idea that Homelander had it like that.
Yes, he is the star of that show.
Oh, my gosh.
Cam Newton's going to be a Patriot again, apparently. But what about our quarterback, John?
Our quarterback was talked to Steve Weish and who's the other dude?
Jim Trotter.
They asked David Culley about the situation with Deshaun Watson right now. Is he a Houston Texan? Is he all in? And here's David Culley's response.
Will Deshaun Watson be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in 2021?
He is our starting quarterback as of right now. He is our starting quarterback. Things happen between now and then, and then we'll see what happens.
See, Jimmy, you just open the door.
He hit the right now.
Just open the right door now. Right now, exactly.
He did. He opened the door. I think he got his wrist slapped. Because yesterday – he was not leaving. He was not off. How do you put this? He did not. The narrative did not change throughout. No matter how many times he was asked and how many times he was asked, it must have been 6, 7, 8 times that they asked him about Deshaun Watson and what they talked about. Was he the quarterback? Where's Deshaun's head? They tried to ask in every single way, any way possible, and David Culley would not break. He would not break. And here was his answer every time about Deshaun Watson.
Hey, Coach Culley, you've said repeatedly the team is committed to Deshaun Watson. Is he committed to you and the team?
Yes, he is.
How do you know that?
Well, he's a Houston Texan. And again, I know that I feel like that with the commitment that we've made to him. And I feel like that same commitment will be there with us also moving forward.
Well, he wouldn't talk about what they talked about. Now, Deshaun Deshaun had to tell him. Had to tell him in that conversation.
No, he did. And there's and there was another. We already heard that. That's already come out that he did. But there's another answer that he has where he said, we don't have any other quarterbacks on the roster.
There's no other. There's
That's the honest truth is Deshaun's. Well, why do we even do this? Deshaun, the Texans are playing chicken with Deshaun. David Culley may have let it out of the bag that, look, there's not going to be any deals. There's no information coming until April. Like I said yesterday, I think at some point in April you hear Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter are going to say, there's beginning to be rumors or there's beginning to be whispers inside the Houston Texans building that they are willing to begin listening to trade talks. You'll hear that sometime in April. Nothing's going to happen now. Nothing's going to happen now. And if they make too many free agents, we haven't even talked about the fact that they added free agent Mark Ingram, running back. They signed into a deal yesterday. They start signing too many free agent deals, it's going to get a little tougher for Deshaun Watson to be moved. Because
well,
they've
got to
have
though.
Space available.
They got to, though. I mean, they got to sign guys. They got to sign guys. What are you going to
exactly.
do?
Exactly. That's
need
why
players.
I think this is a little more complicated than just saying, you know, I heard a show before us on a different station say, well, that's it. I mean, this tells you what the blueprint is. Yeah, I mean, to an extent, but if they start eating up their cap space that they have available, they don't have cap space to move Deshaun. And it's not like you can just say, well, just make some cuts. Who? Who's the guys? There's so many bad contracts. You're not really going to be able to – I don't think you can go from $4 million cap space to 20, you know, to 18, to just cutting off 18 more million so you can get Deshaun traded. Remember now, they take a $22 million cap hit to trade Deshaun. They give him $27 million for free. I just don't think this is something that people are factoring in enough. It's $50 million virtual and real dollars combined that is the penalty for trading Deshaun Watson. And everyone acts like that doesn't exist, but it does exist.
Well, it exists, but you got a gun to your head. I mean, your back's against the wall. All the cliches. You got.
No, you're not. You're bad, and you get a high draft pick next year, and you don't even have to pay a quarterback. That's not the worst thing in the world for the Texans.
No, it's not.
And then trade him in the future.
The player can sabotage it. The player can start coming out with. I mean, look at PJ Tucker. I'm not playing. Deshaun, get in the camp. I'm not playing.
Good.
And oh, by the way, the owner's dumb, and this organization sucks.
Well, good.
No one should ever
you
come
can
here.
Find
you
him.
Never ever want to come.
You can find him.
Well, you find him.
And Deshaun's not going to do that. He's not going to hurt his reputation. Oh. I've been told that is the most important thing.
You know what?
To him
you know what happened after James did
James
pulled
didn't
his.
Care.
You know what James happened after James pulled his act. He got traded, and he's like, yeah.
James and Deshaun.
Wish I hadn't
not,
done that, but you know
not
what
same
I did,
guy.
And
not
I do
same,
it again.
They're not the same guy.
No, they're not the same
Deshaun
guy.
Deshaun does not want to be viewed like that. I've been told that specifically. He does not want to be viewed like James was.
Yeah.
Because it's not who he is. He wants Texans fans to still love him. He wants to be known as the good guy around the league and with coaches, and he's not going to do that if he says the owner's dumb. And like, he's not going to do that.
How? Well, I don't know that he's still going to be the good guy around the league. I mean, yeah, I think that ship has sailed. I mean, when you sign a 5-year deal and you don't play a down of it, when you're a year away from that 4-year extension,
I don't think they view him as a bad guy. I think they think that's understandable because of what's happened. I don't think it's. I think it's a little more complicated, nuanced. I think in some ways you look at Deshaun and you say, "Man, give back your signing bonus then. Hit reset on your contract, and the Texans will get rid of you." But they're not going to just give you $27 million so you can go fly private around the country all, you know, to fashion shows and stuff like that. It's not what they paid you for. But I don't think teams think Deshaun isn't a good guy. I think they think he's a good teammate, a great competitor, and is in a place that's a bad place with the Houston Texans. However, yes, it's not hard to dig up the video of Deshaun crying and Dabo Sweeney on there and his family all crying and he's getting the money. It's not hard to find that. It's been less than a year. It hasn't been a full year when he did that. Yeah. So it is complicated because he's made things very, very tough on the team. And other teams will look at that and say, man, is this guy going to start something that's going to screw us at some point with one of our players?
Hey, well, there is good news. George Springer homered yesterday. So that's awesome. Just so his first homer is a Blue Jay. So that
we're not doing Springer alerts. We're not going to do Springer alerts.
Springer dingers.
We're not doing that. Yes, he's not our guy.
Hashtag Springer Dinger every show.
He's not our guy. He doesn't play for us.
We
love him.
We're going to do it 45 times this year.
What's the difference between that and when you talk about how great James is playing in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That's different because I'm talking basketball in the Eastern Conference. And that's the hot talk right now. Is it Conference basketball?
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, really? What about the American League East? Okay. Did you think about that?
Baseball in the eastern part of the United States. Yeah.
Are we for George Springer to do well?
Yeah, it's Florida. The Toronto, Florida team?
Yeah, eastern part of the United States.
You were for Garrett Cole to be dominant. You wanted him to crush the Astros and everybody. You were a Garrett Cole pizza guy.
No, I was not pro Garrett Cole.
You loved Garrett Cole. He was going to smash everybody.
Yeah, and guess what he did?
And he didn't. He didn't smash everybody.
Smashed.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's smashing.
And?
You don't know what he's doing.
Now, are you going to be pro Garrett Cole this year?
No, I don't like Garrett Cole.
Are you anti Garrett Cole?
I'm pro humanity.
Are you officially against Garrett Cole having a good year?
Yes, I'm
firmly against it.
Yeah.
What about with George Springer?
I don't care as long as he doesn't hurt us.
That's why I am. George is different than Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole's an interloper.
Garrett Cole wasn't even part of a World Series winner.
George was one of us.
Yeah.
George was part of us.
I know, by the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's sitting in the bullpen when he should have been in the game.
Well, I don't think that was his
call. In game seven.
Oh, really? What if Garrett Cole ran on the field? Oh, just open, like, I'm not doing this. You know how P.J. Tucker yesterday just said, I'm not playing?
What if
Garrett Cole did the opposite and said, I'm in. I don't care.
Yeah. What if he, like, elbowed Will Harris in the face as he's running out? The two of them are running out together.
And Will Harris is getting choked.
Yeah.
And he puts him out just like the guy from Banshee always chokes people.
Oh,
stop Banshee. With the references to Banshee.
Because he can even beat up mixed martial artists.
Simmons, you started the show.
Really talking about a neat show that not many people have seen.
Nobody's seen it.
All it is fighting and bleeping. That's all it is. And then Will Harris is down, and then he runs in the game. And then he does something.
Does Garrett Cole do stuff to Lily Simmons, dude?
No, he does stuff to Washington like that.
And we win?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Right. He would have banshee'd him.
You know what I'm in for? I'm in for the Ford Truck Month. That's what I'm in for. The number one Ford dealer for commercial truck and fleet sales. How do you get that? Because you are the best at sales, service, parts. They got the largest selection of stock inventory to meet any need. Cargo vans, KUVs, service bodies, crane bodies, flatbeds, snake beds, goosenecks, box vans, all of these. Team of commercial account managers that are going to provide free fleet analysis, tailored truck specifications to your specific needs. Are you a plumber, a drywall construction worker, a moving company, refrigerator? You need a refrigerator. All of these things, they're the best. They have been doing this forever, and that's why they're the biggest and the best, and that's why businesses go to them, and that's why you should go to them for your F-150 as well. You can buy at home. This is the best time. It's Ford Truck Month. You're going to get the most significant savings, the best financing, and the most robust warranties right now at Chastang Ford. It's the best. You will love being part of the Chastang family. I love it. My Expedition is awesome. Can't have a better vehicle. And you're going to love it, too. All you got to do is get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online with no dealer add-ons at Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What did you learn from that conversation? And I was wondering if you could kind of take us through that.
Well, that any conversations that we have with any of our players are always private conversation. And those conversations that we have are basically we keep between us and the player, and not just with him, but with all the other players that I have talked to the same way.
That was that's the right answer. I'm not telling you what I say to players.
Boy,
that's the right answer.
That's the answer. That's how you do it.
No, that's the right answer. I'm not telling you what I say to players or what players say to me. I'm not doing that. Okay. So you know what? That's fine. I don't care about that. You know what, David Culley, he's in a no win situation. Oh, man, you want to talk about? You just had Bo Porter between 12, 13, 14, or in that neighborhood. They had three straight years of 100 loss seasons. Now you got Bo Silas. Now you got Bo Culley.
You can't call them Bo Silas and Bo Culley.
Well, they are. They're all Bo's.
No, Bo Culley. Okay. I don't think Bo Silas.
Bo Silas, absolutely.
No, I don't think so. I think
what do you
he's
mean?
A real.
Who's got a worse roster?
I think he's no, but I don't think he's a placeholder. I think they understand what they're in for. I don't think he was meant to.
Ooh.
Like,
do you really think
he was pretty well respected as an offensive guy in Dallas? You think he's Bo Silas?
Keep stacking under 40% winning percentages in back-to-back seasons. Yeah.
He will get Bo Porter. With Tillman as an owner.
He will get Bo Portered. When they think they have a shot to win, they're like, you got too many losses on your resume. We need a fresh start. Just wait on it. If he gets, look, there's a real chance Steven Silas doesn't make it through two seasons.
Why is Steven Silas?
No, Steven Silas can't take the heat for this. Can't he really?
So it doesn't matter.
But I do think when they start putting together, they're going to go, you know what, Steven, your record, it's just not good enough.
What is he? They are, after their
11 and 20,
14 straight loss, four? They're 11-24, which is just over 31, a 300 winning percentage.
Not bad.
If he stacks a couple of those together, they're not going to let him last through two seasons. He'll get fired, and it won't be his fault at all.
Nobody will believe in him.
No.
I mean, it's all about appearances. Hell, you know, the year after the Super Bowl. Your dad gets fired because the next year you guys didn't go back to the Super Bowl. I mean, Mike Tomlin had to have a sacrificial lamb.
No, it was Bruce. Bruce got fired.
And so did your dad.
No, they brought Bruce. Ben pulled Bruce. No, it was just Bruce. It was just Bruce and the special teams coach. And then Ben pulled Bruce out of the fire. Ben's agent called. And they ended up pulling him out of the fire that night because they made the decision to let him go. And then that night, Ben called his agent, and his agent went to bat, and they talk, and I got that for somebody in the building.
Yeah, but then your dad caught it.
The next day.
Right. Well,
somebody's got to go, yeah. And it was the defense that was having all the problems. Yeah. Don't get anywhere. What they should have done is just sit tight.
Yeah.
And just said, it happens.
No.
But this is different, though. This is a head coach. And, yeah, I mean, look, realistically – there's no way Steven Silas should catch anything. This season shouldn't even count again.
Name the coach that lasts multiple 300%, 30% winning percentages.
Yeah.
That lasts and gets to have and
gets to a third year,
pulls his way out of it.
I'd have to look
because Tom Landry
multiple doesn't happen.
Tom Landry, that's about it.
Maybe because there was only one for Jimmy Johnson, I think. But Jimmy had one.
Yeah.
Jimmy had a really terrible one.
The number one overall pick turned it around for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give Steven Silas a chance. Look, the first thing you need to do is suck really bad this year and get a draft pick. Look, let's see what happens next year.
The Timberwolves had a relative legend in terms of their son. They had a son of a legend. Flip Saunders' kid was coaching, Ryan Saunders. He was the interim coach in 18-19, 400, just over 40%, 17-25. Next year, he was 19-45, didn't make it through the year. If Steven Silas puts those type of seasons together, he may make it through season two, but he'll get fired in season three. It's not – look, as much as the Rockets can sell, or I don't even know what they're selling, can tell the world that, look, we're patient, we understand the situation, stack the losses. Continue to stack losses, he won't make it.
It's my choice. Well, but you have to stack the losses this year.
Understood.
And basically, what he needs to do is show some growth. All I would want to do, and this is maybe not Tillman, but all I would want to do is I want to see development with Jayshon Tate. I want to see Kevin Porter. I want to see Kenyon Martin. I want to see these guys develop, and I want to start seeing some guys that can play. Of course, I don't want wins, obviously, but I do want to see growth because that's your future. I don't care if P.J. Tucker wants out and all that stuff. Realistically, Steven Silas should get 2 years where you just evaluate how he did with the players he had, and is the team getting better? Like, what does he have to do with Victor Oladipo? And I know I'm not really arguing with you guys. Aren't arguing the fact that it's a no-win situation, but I think he needs a minimum of to get like you don't even start to talk about him until after the second season, the way I see it, because you know you're in a complete rebuild, and Daryl left you in a spot where it's going to be tough without being really bad. So being really bad is part of it. Don't punish him for being really bad. He's doing a hell of a job. As far as I'm concerned, Steven Silas is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, okay. Did you guys see this?
I am starting to really buy into Bo Cully, though. That's
yeah. Oh, no, Bo Cully.
And like, I'm that's telling, a perfect example. He doesn't know how to play too, the game.
Because they're not going to be able to fade.
Stop.
You're
Bo Silas.
They're not going to be able to fade.
I'm
that
on
losing.
Steven Silas. I'm on Team Silas.
I am, too.
It's not about
too.
Steven
only,
Silas.
Only I'm
it's
telling just, you what.
Should just, we start a Save Steven Silas petition right now?
Yeah, we can. I like Steven Silas. I think he's a good coach. But, somebody but that record is going to be just
somebody
be
Rapunzel
slapping,
him.
Slapping Tillman
Deshaun
in the face.
Deshaun doesn't need to be Rapunzeled. Steven Silas needs to be Rapunzeled.
He does.
Let me ask
well,
you at some
did
point,
you guys
he
see
will.
The numbers on Cal on Cam Newton? Did you see
no,
the number?
I haven't
okay,
seen it.
Okay, take a guess. One-year deal, how much?
Last year was super low.
It
I'll
was
go.
A, just, it was $1.5 million, wasn't it? Or was it
no, like, it was like two. I'll go $4 million.
Higher.
$8 million.
Higher.
Okay, so he's starting quarterback, $12 million.
Higher.
$15 million?
$14 million.
Okay. That's a starting quarterback number. What that's telling you? What that's telling you is the Patriots
wow.
the Patriots
off
will,
of last year,
may take a quarterback he... if he's there, but they're not moving up for a quarterback. That's what they're telling you. We ain't moving up for a quarterback.
Holy crap, dude. $14 million after last year? I think you could have gotten him for $4 million.
But he had brain fog.
What? From COVID, brain fog.
COVID brain fog. That's what he said.
So wait a minute. Is maybe his scarf was remember, choking him? Well, maybe his babushka was too tight?
Well, he did get COVID during the year.
He did.
So he might have had some brain fog. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Is that did he have arm fog?
If he does
did
a black
he,
and white.
Did he have arm fog?
If he does a black and white video, like a noir video today on his site where he's holding a snifter of brandy. He's got the 1950s, like not Judy Garland, but I don't know who's one of those.
$14 million for what he
yeah.
did last year.
Honestly, oh, he was
who was
terrible.
Giving to Cam $14 million?
Nobody. I don't know what that's about.
Well, maybe it's about we got to hit the 180 minimum.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they needed that. I think their thought is Cam will play with a full season under his belt with the Patriots. I know he had some physical stuff too. I think the Patriots are expecting a better year this year from Cam, but clearly this is really just about, look, this is the going rate. Let's plug him in and let's go. We don't have to worry about that. We know we don't have our quarterback of the future. I mean, Jarrett Stidham is, you know, he may be one contract and done.
Yeah.
That guy didn't trust him to play at all.
A better shot than the New England.
You would think. You would have think that they would have played him four or five games.
The way Cam played, you can't have had a better opportunity than Jarrett Stidham had. You can't. It's no. impossible with everything. All right, 740 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Let's hear the Steven Silas sound on the other side about PJ Tucker, not playing last night. Very interesting. Isn't that thing? I don't want to play anymore.
I don't want to win anymore.
I don't want to play anymore.
Well, okay.
He doesn't. Not here, at least.
Well, why wouldn't you want to play here? I don't get it.
Well.
I mean, with no players on the team, you should. PJ Tucker, as good as he is, and what an important, valuable piece is, that he should get $24 million over the next 2 years. He should, with no James, no Russ, I mean, the ball should be in his hands. He should be scoring. He should be rebounding. He should be dominating.
PJ Tucker believes his skill set is best suited for a winning team.
You mean a team where he doesn't really...
Where
he's not important?
Where he can be an integral part of a defense and they're switching mentality. He can get rebounds. He can bring toughness. He doesn't think his valued here.
Apparently, okay, so on a bad team, he can't rebound? It's impossible?
On a bad team...
No, you can't rebound anymore.
On a bad team...
You can't score anymore. You can't shoot anymore.
On his bad team, the best things he does aren't valued as much because who cares if you rebound a little bit. You're still losing by 20.
But so don't rebound at all?
No, he'll still rebound, but he
really?
Thinks
did he?
There's
okay,
much more value. There's much
let's
more value someplace
take a look at that
else.
On the other side.
No, I think he would if he thought he was valued here, John.
Oh, if he was valued here, yes. Then he – so he just feels slighted. He just feels like yeah. He's not valued.
He asked for a deal, and they said –
so I'm not going to rebound anymore.
He asked for a deal. They said, we'll try this deal, and he felt that's disrespectful. Trade me to a winner.
This whole thing this offseason where you didn't give me an extension, I'm mad at you. How about you know what? They're just not that into you, PJ, because you suck.
They wanted to give him some money, just not as much as he wanted.
Oh, yeah, because 17's not enough for PJ Tucker in his 2 points a game.
It actually wasn't 17. See, John, you're getting duped by the media. It was $10 million guaranteed. The $7 million was not guaranteed. So PJ said, you're not even gonna guarantee the $17 million? Get me out of here. Trade me to the Sixers. I love Daryl. He wants to go to Philly.
Yeah, listen.
Daryl valued him.
You're going to give me $10 million to score 3 points.
No, rebound and play defense is what the $10 million is for.
He doesn't do that.
Well, because
he takes charges, he plays defense, he does all of it.
Team leader.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at that on the other side. Mm. Let's take a look at how much he does that.
Man, you can't. John ain't loyal. This hoe ain't loyal.
743.
PJ gave everything for you. Got on the floor after every rebound, after every loose ball.
PJ.
I didn't say he's a Christ figure.
Okay.
I said PJ John, gave it all for John us. Extends his arms like, PJ gave like it he's all on a cross. Us.
I call him Black Jesus.
PJ played hard. All he wants to do is be compensated
for that
a
hard
bad
work.
Contract
you know,
for an older player. For being all he wants. Isn't that fair?
What about
the Texans give that? Why can't the Rockets
what
give
about
that?
When
Rockets
he
ain't stupid like the Texans.
I know.
They tried to sign Victor Oladipo to an extension, so they might be a little stupid.
No, they knew he wasn't taking it. You know what? Like this here. Hey, Carlos Beltran, you want $90 million? Here
okay.
You go.
You know when I knew 90. There was going to be a problem? When they extended Whitney Merciless and on Instagram, and Whitney had that, and PJ Tucker said, get your bag, and he had money signs, money mm-hmm. signs, money signs. I was like, this is going to be a problem.
Do you think Pete...
He thinks this is the way it works with older players.
Yeah.
That didn't actually happen, but probably.
Probably.
Do you think PJ would be better if he had a hoops goal?
I think so. Well, I think he
could... I think he could lower the goal for him.
And maybe he could dunk once in a while.
Oh, you just put that on the...
You know what? PJ, get a hoop sporting goal. Man, nobody would know if you put it at like 9.5. It's close. You know what? And then you could dunk, and everybody would say, wow, look at PJ. He can dunk. He can still dunk. I'm going to give him 17 guaranteed. I'm going to give him 17 guaranteed. No, this is the goal that your kids need if they want to make $17 million like PJ Tucker. They're not doing it with a 10-foot goal, I can tell you that right now, because they ain't tall enough to even look. They can't even get the ball up to the rim, Dad. What they want is that goal that they can lower and actually have some fun on it. It's for the little kids. It's for big kids. It's for everybody. You will love your hoops goal because it lowers and raises. It's tempered glass backboard. Your wife will love the goal because it actually adds to the curb appeal of your home as opposed to a lot of these goals that make you look, wow, that's just horrible. Well, here's the deal. If you're looking for the best goal, period, exclamation point, there's only one, and it's the hoops goal. ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, so PJ did not practice yesterday. And I was under the assumption that he was going to be playing tonight. And before the game, I found out that he was not going to be playing. And then at some point during the game, and this is probably better answered by Rafael, but at some point there was some mutual agreement between PJ, his agent, Rafael, and the organization that PJ will not be with the team anymore.
I'm done.
Why are you
I'm
so
done
salty?
With these biz notches.
So salty. You knew this stuff was coming. We all knew PJ didn't want to be here.
I'm done.
Stop acting like you didn't know.
I'm say, he acted brand new, Lance. Like he was like this caught him by surprise.
It did. The whole thing's caught me by surprise.
You knew all this was happening.
Yeah.
The Rockets have been trying to move PJ for about a month now, maybe even more. And now PJ's like, okay, do it.
Well, I don't know what Rafael Stone wants a young rotational player for PJ Tucker. Come on, Rafael.
Come on, get
come on, real, be real.
Rafael. Oh,
be,
yep. Mm.
Be real, Rafael. You ain't getting no
young Rafael.
Rotational player
stop
for PJ
bullcorning people.
Not one under a contract. You might get some guy on the last year of a deal. You might have to make a decision on money wise, but you're not getting a guy you have team control over who's any good.
No, no. What you want? Get an expiring contract. So that you can bring in free agents.
Like who?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to play with John Wall and Eric Gordon. Oh,
don't worry. Eric Gordon will be next. Like, Eric Gordon's out, so he can't really say anything. Eric Gordon's the next in line. Listen. Maybe not this season. We'll hear about Eric Gordon once out in the offseason.
Rafael Stone will be a basketball genius if he's able to get Eric Gordon out of here.
Don't worry.
He's a basketball genius.
We'll hear about Eric Gordon, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he'll want out. Well, is he going to – I don't know. Is that
– he already got his deal.
Not playing?
No, but in the – I mean, I imagine the offseason, James is gone, Russ is gone, PJ will likely be gone. Eric Gordon's like, I don't be here. I don't even know any of these guys. Get me out of here, too.
Yeah.
Who are these guys? Who's
Anthony Lamb?
Yeah, I don't know. Kevin
Meet
Porter
the
Jr.
Team.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr. Here's the foundation. Justin Patton.
Who is Ringo Pritz? Where did this guy come from? Slaven Bobovich. I don't even know
these guys
anymore.
I would love a Slaven
anymore.
Bobovich.
You know the guy could shoot.
You know he can. Yeah.
If there was a Slaven. If we had a guy with a mark, like one of those marks over the C, you know that that guy probably is going to be able to shoot the ball.
Uh-huh.
Maybe have some handles. Probably.
What is that mark called?
Big.
I don't know.
A mark over the C.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Serbian or whatever. We could use one kind of, like
some Eastern Bloc country
or Chich.
We can't get a Eastern Bloc guy,
Luka Doncic.
Yeah,
you can't. I would love.
He's got crazy stuff over his C's.
Yeah, if we can get some guys with names, maybe not Gonzalez, like over an O.
Well, we can't use an apostrophe. We don't have an apostrophe anywhere near.
You looking for an umlaut or something?
I don't care.
No, I don't want an umlaut. Not many German players.
We can even use a D'Anthony or something. Can't
he
we?
He had D'Anthony Melton at one point.
What are you talking
point.
About? We got apostrophes on the squad.
Oh, well.
Apostrophes aren't the problem. We need markings above names to get some better shooting.
Isn't that their version of an apostrophe?
Victor Oladipo, Nigerian, right?
I would say unfortunately.
Would you say he
playing.
Is one of your culture?
What do you mean?
Nigerian.
Yeah.
Nigerian.
You get
you
him.
You claim him.
No, I claim Bam Adebayo. That's who I claim.
No. Yes. You got Victor Oladipo.
Are there
Oladipo.
Good Nigerian distance shoot, three-point shooters? That's not their jam.
Not that I can think of.
No, they're more marathoners.
No. No, they're actually more good basketball players. Giannis, half night. Actually.
Oh, you don't get to claim Giannis.
Yes, I do.
He's John's people.
He's great. He's not. He doesn't count. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You get Spanoulis. You don't get Giannis.
Antetokounmpo does not sound Nigerian to me.
Is it Greek?
His mom is Greek.
I get Dragic because he's close to Greece.
He's got a Greek mom.
He's Slovenian? That's close to Greece?
Close. It's right there.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Sounds like it.
He's not Greek. No.
He's Slovenian. He thinks it's.
I know.
Then
I
you
don't
get
Spanoulis.
Yes, you do.
No.
You get Spanoulis.
I get no.
You get guys who are in the movie Big Fat Greek Wedding. Dragic is in like Eastern Promises. Totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different people.
Oh, it's just, it's a lot. No. Well,
the stars on
the
shoulders.
Have you been to Greece? Greece is basically a Middle Eastern country.
No, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And Slovenia is in the Balkans.
That ain't Eastern Promises.
No. We're like.
Not basketball players. Lasulis, he wasn't a real basketball player.
No.
They thought he was, but he wasn't.
Yeah, there
John,
aren't many.
John, you're out of this basketball conversation.
Yeah. And to be clear.
I at least have Uwe Blob. Who are your Italian
Slovenia
players?
Is nowhere near Greece. Just
no.
They're close. It's closer than here.
Who are your Italian players?
Yes,
now, okay.
Is.
Okay. He gets Giannis, obviously.
He doesn't get Giannis.
You don't get Giannis in the draft?
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do. I get Giannis.
He gets Giannis.
You don't get Giannis.
This is terrible, this conversation.
You get Spanoulis. I think it's clear.
Antetokounmpo, John gets Giannis.
Why?
Because I'm great.
I get Nowitzki, so that's good. Hall of Famer. So who do you get? We've got Hall of Famers, and you don't get a pick Dream. You have to. Oh, you get Victor Oladipo.
No, I get Bam.
I get Vlade.
I get Bam.
You don't get Vlade Divac?
I get Vlade. It's right next door.
You don't get Vlade?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No, that's what Greeks look like Vlade.
Who was the one that Vlade had the fight with? Who did Vlade used to be tight with and he's not tight with anymore? Okay, then I get...
Yeah.
Is it Kukoc? It's Kukoc.
Yeah. And just...
I get Kukoc then.
You think Antetokounmpo is a Greek name, Lance?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
You think Giannis' last name is Greek?
Antetokounmpo?
That is not a Greek name.
Yeah, Antetokounmpoopolis.
Antetokounmpo is a Greek name.
It's short for Antetokounmpoopolis.
Giannis. Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis.
They misspelled his name on his Greek passport, but it's a Nigerian last name.
No, Antetokounmpo, you can see stuff at Echo Grill
down the street. No, you can't.
Yeah. Antetokounmpo.
You're out of your mind. No,
doesn't
you
that
can't.
Sound Greek to you?
It's the Giannis Yiro. It's the Giannis Yiro.
Yep. Giannis Yiro.
Yep. You don't know nothing about it, though.
It's of Yoruba origin. I know.
Okay, you know what? You get him wherever he plays his Olympic basketball is who he gets. Is who gets him.
He
ain't playing for Nigeria. Or the Ivory Coast, or anybody.
Wait, well, who
plays for?
Do you think all African countries are the same?
He plays for Ivory Coast.
That Buckeye was right about you.
Ivory Coast.
You think all African countries are the same? You are one of those people.
Mm-hmm. I think Giannis is Greek.
I think Antetokounmpo is Nigerian.
All right.
Where did he grow up?
Speaking of the Rockets roster, let's get Red Raider Kevin in here. He wants to talk about it. What do you say, Red Raider Kevin?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man.
Ken, how we doing?
Hey, man, I like the composition of that roster, man. Who doesn't need a slobbering? What was the name? Slobbering what?
Who are you talking about?
The made-up name.
Now everybody wants to get quiet.
Slavovich.
Slavin.
I can't even remember. I can't remember
Slavin
the name.
Slavin Bobovich.
Yeah, Bobovich. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's got to have
slobbering Bobovich. A slobbering boba bitch?
No, slobbering.
No, but not boba. Bobovich with a B.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, who don't need that on their roster?
No, V. No, not that, Kevin.
I'm just saying, like, if you want something on your roster, I'll take one of those on mine. Hell, I'm divorced now, so I need a slobbering boba bitch.
Are you on? Was that wife number one?
Hmm. No.
That was wife number one, man.
See,
that was
John,
wife
you
number
see,
one.
Your theory may be tested here.
I don't think
here.
I'll ever.
Nah, Kevin, you may fall in love again, Kevin.
You don't know.
I think I know that one. I think I know that one, guys. No, I mean, I think this roster, you know, right now is setting us up pretty good for what we, you know, for what we need long term. You know, but I don't know, man. You know, these guys are so damn entitled. Man, it makes you almost hate the NBA and professional sports the way these guys are acting right now. So you get pissed off because you're only making, I don't know, what, 8 to 10, and you want 17, and you can't live your life off of $10 million a year. Like, really? Really, P.J. Tucker with your sorry University of Texas going ass? Like, nah, man. No, not at all, man. That's why so many people are walking away from professional sports and athletes, because guys act like this, man. They're entitled, man, and that's crazy for a guy with, man, his numbers. Like, he's horrible, horrible.
That's what's hard to believe, is that he's not even self-aware enough to know that, like, he's a piece that you have as a defensive player, as a role player. For the Rockets. Rockets aren't. What would they need that kind of guy for right now? They have a bad team. There's no reason for them to want to pay him. And I don't know, just to leave the team. I just think it's a bad look when you don't like how things are going, just leave the team. It is going to chase some people away. I mean, that's just the way it is.
How about this, Lance?
Yeah.
How about this? How about being on a bad team and balling your ass off and then getting paid in the offseason? If we're horrible, you know, hey, just start being a ball hog and getting shots up and putting up numbers and then letting guys go to work with that. Hey, argue with my numbers. Now I'm averaging
15, 20 points a game. I'm getting between 7 and 12 rebounds a night. I'm balling my ass off, you know, for my standard if you're P.J. Tucker. Mm-hmm. You know, but just to walk away with those type of numbers because you're mad about money, like, come on, man. That, you know, good. For the first time in my life, I didn't know I'd ever be able to say this. I feel like John Granato.
Thank you.
Get your ass out of here. Get rid of him.
It's going to beat it.
And I'm a black guy. I'm a black guy feeling like
me
Granato.
Too.
Oh, my God. Well, all right, fellas. No. I'm out of here, man.
I'm dark meat, but yeah. Yeah. No. Me and Kev. All right. Everybody feels like I do today.
It's just getting a little frustrating because I don't want, like, this.
You golfing today, Kev?
He's gone. These are new things that we're having to.
You drink a Coors Light, Kev?
You're not doing that either. These are new things that we're having to deal with as sports fans, so where now you don't know when your favorite players are going to just say, all right, I'm done. Yeah. Not like P.J. Tucker is anyone's favorite, but Deshaun is the first, and I don't think this is going to be
a
one-off.
Look at Russ, what they're going through in Seattle, same thing.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the norm, and I don't think I really honestly don't think athletes realize the golden goose thing. Got to be careful because we're coming off of a weird time where people aren't as into sports anymore. When we come back, I want to talk about that. I want to get some callers in here and see if their sports habits have changed after the pandemic.
All right, on the other side, but right now I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get a hold of John Clay Wolf because he would tell you, well, he probably wouldn't tell you about GimmeTheVin.com. I don't know what he'd tell you about. I don't know about cages or something. I don't know. He'd say something that was inappropriate, that's for sure. But he's probably getting ready for his show tomorrow where he's going to be, you know, he'll have 4 or 5 hours of inappropriateness. So that's what he's doing. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, though, there's only one way to do it, and that's go to GimmeTheVin.com. You put in literally seconds, you put in the VIN or your license plate number. You send them a couple of pictures of the car so they can get an idea of what kind of shape it's in. And in 45 seconds, you've got an answer as to the neighborhood that it's going to be in. Now, then you got to work it out. Is this, you know, what kind of shape? What's the interior like? How many dents and all the stuff? All the dings and everything else that you got. How's the motor? Everything else. But I'm telling you, you get your answer, and you're going to get more for your vehicle than you would get anywhere else. It's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.